You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. The U.S. reaches 40,000 deaths, data shows coronavirus can survive high temperatures, and Lady Gaga raises millions for COVID-19 relief. Here's what you should know. The U.S. reached 40,000 deaths from the coronavirus this weekend, growing the number to 166,000 deaths worldwide. The actual numbers are still believed to be much higher due to unreported cases, a testing shortage, and lack of government transparency in reporting. A study done by researchers at University of Aix-Marseille in France dashed hopes that coronavirus might disappear this summer. Researchers found that even in 140-degree temperatures, the virus not only stayed alive but continued to replicate. The virus had to be exposed to 197.6-degree temperatures for 15 minutes to actually kill it. People who believe they're experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 can anonymously report them to a site called COVID Near You. The crowdsourced website, built by a team of epidemiologists and bioinformaticists at Boston Children's Hospital, could offer early warnings to places that are about to get hit with the novel virus. Finally, Saturday's One World Together at Home event raised nearly $130 million for COVID-19 relief efforts. The live-streamed virtual concert was organized by the World Health Organization, Global Citizen, and artist Lady Gaga. The show, which featured Gaga along with Billie Eilish, Lizzo, The Rolling Stones, and Taylor Swift, among others, raised $127.9 million for the WHO's COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund, as well as first responders. Ultimately, the funds will aid in COVID-19 treatment and vaccine development. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.